Hi there, Montoya.
Montagna.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Emmanuel here on a recorded line, just following up on the Depo Provera settlement. Were you still looking to see if you can participate?
Oh, yes.
Sure. And again, we're on a recorded line here, so I just wanted to confirm that you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that the case?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay. Now, were you looking to try and file on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a family member?
On behalf of myself.
Okay. And what state are you in?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Texas. Okay. So you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Texas. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Oh, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Very sorry to learn that. Was that meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And you were diagnosed after taking the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic, for at least 1 year and 4 shots before you were diagnosed. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And then roughly what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, I want to say, I know it was like in 2014, maybe in July.
Okay, so July of 14, somewhere around there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome, thank you. And then do you know anybody else that used the depo that ended up getting meningioma or not really?
Not really.
And then roughly around what year would you say you started taking the depo?
I started taking it maybe in 2012.
2012, okay, till around July of 14 when you got
Yes.
diagnosed. Okay.
Yes.
So about 2 years or so, usually about 4 shots a year, so somewhere around 8 shots altogether. Does that sound
Yes,
ballpark?
I was. Yes, I was getting them once every 3 months.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, I'm a female.
And then I have your name spelled Montonya and then last name Smith. Does that sound
Yes,
right?
sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then your email shows is TonyaMon87@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then this is your cell, the one we're speaking on, 832-563-6513.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what would be your current mailing address?
It would be 5626 Cozy Terrace Lane, Houston, Texas, 77084.
Awesome, thank you. Now, was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or yourself?
It was administered by my OBGYN.
Okay. And what was their name?
Doctor, what was it? What was it? Doctor, I want to say Doctor Zydas, Zydas, I think.
Okay.
Oh, because I did change my doctor. I'm gonna have to look because I had once while I was going to one doctor for the doctor that I had my children with, and then I ended up going to a different doctor. So I'm gonna have to look at my paperwork and make sure I'm, because it might have not been Dr. Zaitis.
Sure, I do see he is an OBGYN, but I see it's Nicholas. Does that sound like the first
Oh,
name?
yes,
Okay,
Nicholas. Yes.
perfect. And
Sorry.
I see him here, so let me put the info. And then at what facility did you see him at?
I would see him at the facility at the HCA healthcare, I think I want to say the medical center on Herman Drive. Or maybe no, that's where I maybe have gotten the surgery.
Okay, I do see the one on Herman Drive, but that's where you were diagnosed and treated. So, do you think you, let me plug that in then, since that's where you were
Yes, that's why I received the my treatment. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me plug that in. And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes, I would have to. Is that way where you can give me a minute to...
Sure. Yeah, take your time here. No rush.
Okay. Okay, let me look. You said the doctor that administered my surgery, or?
That's where I am right now, yeah. So for the
It was Dr., I think his last name started with the R, Andrew Rosier. That's the doctor,
That diagnosed and treated.
Yes.
And Rosier is R-O-Z-I-E-R or?
R-O-E-S-E-R.
R-O-E-S-E-R.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. There he is. Alrighty. And then let me go back to this section. And then I guess we're still trying to figure out the name of the facility where you got the shots. And it looks like Rosier is a neurosurgeon, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
I'm bad with names. Because I clearly keep every document in a folder that I have, and I'll try to remember as much as I can. Because I'm not at home right now, so I'm trying to just remember.
Oh, that's super helpful. Yeah, as much as you can for now. Because let me see if I can even figure out where Dr. Zaitis, what facilities he was at. That might ring a bell. Oh, was he at the Women's Center? Is that where you went for the shots?
That's what I'm not sure of because, like I said, I have my, I have everything. Every time I went to the doctor, I do have that, in a folder that I have at home. So I'm not at home right now, so it might have not been Dr. Zaitis because I was with him for so long, and I don't know the exact date to where I stopped going to him. So I don't want to say, so it's maybe a possibility that it was Dr. Zaitis, or it might have been another physician.
Sure. So let me put that in the notes, and then we'll put Dr. Zaitis' info in here in the short term as a placeholder, because ultimately the firm will reach out and reconfirm everything with us. So let me just put that in the notes.
Okay. But I could, at some point, if you guys need me, I could provide those medical records.
Good. Thank you. And you'd be able to provide them electronically, would you?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, let me put that in the notes as well. Bear with me. I'm not the fastest typer. Thank you for your patience.
No, trust me. I'm with you. I'm slow type. I chicken pick. I can't believe they have you guys working on New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah. It's just
Christmas Eve. I'm sorry.
a half day today, and then we're off tomorrow, and then we're back the rest
next
of the
day,
week.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how
wow.
About yourself? What kind of schedules do they have you on?
Well, you know what? Actually, I am starting a new position at this healthcare company, and I actually start December 30th. So you know, I'm having a new job, new career, you know, coming into the new year, so I'm excited about
that.
Yeah,
that's always very exciting. Congrats.
Right.
So I'll do my best part here to make this easy and simple for you, and then the
firm. I appreciate it.
Now, when you were diagnosed, was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yes, they did. I think it was blood test, and I got a CT scan, an MRI, and a biopsy.
Okay.
And I did that. I know for a fact that I did that in July.
Perfect. Let me put that here.
July of 2014.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, you didn't have any sort of cancer diagnosis before you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that right?
No, sir, I didn't.
And what kind of treatments did Dr. Roser provide? I think you said surgery. Or I'm gonna miss.
In July, I did the surgery to remove the tumor, and then after the tumor, I did a couple of radiation therapy.
Okay. Let me put that radiation therapy. And then that was at Houston Healthcare HCA, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many days were you hospitalized for the surgery? Was it like a one-day thing and you left, or were you there a couple of days?
I was hospitalized, I think it was like a week and 7, 8, 9, like a week and a couple of days.
Okay.
It was like a week, probably like 12 days total.
In July?
Yes, sir, of 2014, yes.
So we'll put, just as a placeholder here, July 15th to the end of July, or you said about 12 days, so maybe to like the 27th, somewhere around there, as a placeholder.
Maybe either the 26th or the 27th.
Okay, perfect. I'll put 27th there. And then we're just about done here, only a couple more criteria. This next question just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And then the last, pardon me, the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is
okay.
your date of birth?
It is August
19th,
1987. 8/19/87. And then the social? I don't want to. Is there a place where I can
just
give you just like the last
four? The last
four.
Yep. Uh huh. Just the last one.
It is 8906.
Okay. And then I'm going to text and email you an automated DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next, but my system is just double-checking, make sure I didn't miss any of the fields, and then you should get a notification any moment now.
From Emmanuel, from Mass. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Ooh, the area that I'm in is sucks, so I'm hoping that it pops up. Okay, it's just popping up. Please pop it. Okay. Okay, yes. Okay, it's loading.
Sure. No rush here.
And allow, continue. It's loading.
Well, take your time, no rush here. I made you wait while I slowly typed, so no.
Okay. Okay. Who is the witch? So, you going to take me back to drive up there with me? What state are you in?
I'm in California. Today we are really foggy. It's like very overcast, and it is, let me check our weather app. 59, so it's not too bad. This is about as warm as it's going to get all day.
Well, I wish we had 59 degree weather. It was like 77 degrees, and like Monday it was 53. It was 53 degrees here on Monday, but now it's 77. I hate Houston weather.
77 this late in the year? I'll take it. I'd rather be warm than cold. Actually,
right.
the hottest I've ever been, and this is no joke, no lie, like the hottest I've ever been was when I went to Texas in August, like 5 years ago. Big mistake. Like, holy smokes. That Texan heat, no joke. I think it just hits different because, like, I'm not used to the same mugginess. The humidity there was, like, all, like hard to breathe. I don't know how you guys do it all year.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't know yourself nothing, when you come here, you will. Like, I went, see, I'm from Mississippi, but I grew up in Houston. But I went to Austin, Texas for the first time, and literally I walked 6th Street. And by the time I left and got to the hospital, I mean, later on that night, I ended up having to go to the hospital, and they told me I had asthma.
Wow.
And I've never had asthma before a day in my life, and I was in my late 20s, early 30s, developing asthma. And I'm like, what in the hell is wrong? I didn't even know you can develop asthma. I thought it was a thing that you would be born with, but...
I didn't know that either. I'll have to be more careful. But, yeah, that's where I went. It was Austin that I went to visit. And then I drove down to San Antonio to check out the Alamo.
You like it?
It was a lot smaller than I had imagined. But it was cool. Like, it was cool. The scary part for me was I rented a car from Austin to drive down to San Antonio. And, like, it's all warm and sunny and bright and, like, literally out of nowhere – it just started pouring rain, like the hardest rain I've ever been in. It sounded like just like bullets on the windshield. It was like, and I couldn't see like 5 feet in front of me. And I was like tripping out. I'm like, holy smokes, I'm going to die in Texas. Like, I can't see anything. And then not even like 45 seconds later, it just like stopped and it went back to being bright and sunny. And I was really, really, really confused because we don't have that kind of, like, change in weather, like, just in split seconds in California. If it's warm, it's warm. If it's cold, it's cold. But, like, not both hot and rainy and cold. Like, it was just very strange. I was very confused but happy that I was out of the rain and I could see.
Man, I'm here to tell you that weather here feels like God himself says, no, I want y'all to be cold. No, I want y'all to be hot. Because literally you could be driving on the freeway and it's pouring down raining. And then you go about 100 feet in front, then it's sunny and no rain. That's how it is here. And,
I believe you.
It would scare a person.
and I do see this was completed, so you're set for now. In about a week or so-ish, depending, you know, probably a little bit of a slowdown because of the holiday, the firm will call you directly. They're going to want to introduce themselves, say hello, and then they're going to double-check the work that I submitted. So their call should be shorter than ours, but a more important call because they want to reconfirm everything with you just to make sure it's tidied up in their system for accuracy's sake. But other than that, you're all set for now. Christmas is tomorrow, so hopefully a relaxing holiday for you and the family.
Oh, same to you as well. Happy holidays.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.